For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. In the months following the church massacre at Mother Emanuel in Charleston, a poet, a journalist, and an historian came together to write a book. They wanted to explain to a nation not only what happened, but why. Why 9 black parishioners were gunned down by a white stranger. 5 years later, the authors of We Are Charleston find themselves trying again to explain why more African Americans continue to be killed across the country, repeatedly and publicly by white police officers. Marjorie Wentworth is the state's poet laureate.
You know, you think of all that we went through in this town and all that these families went through in this church, that all of this kept happening.
She hoped for racial unity, especially since many of the victims' family members forgave the gunman, even as he boasted he killed the parishioners because they were black. But co-author and historian Dr. Bernard Power says racism is difficult to unravel. It's tangled, deeply rooted in slavery, an institution that dehumanized black people and justified violence against them.
And you know something? When you think about it, this was the license that any white person had before the Civil War to take the life of a black person who, quote unquote, resisted.
Dr. Power says a lingering belief in white supremacy still exists, whether it's acknowledged, as was the case with the Charleston Church gunman, or it's more subtle.
Whose lives matter?
Black lives matter!
Hands up! Don't shoot!
But the recent wave of protests over the death of George Floyd and others like him seemed to show a nation fed up with the steady stream of videotaped violence against black people. The Minneapolis man struggled to breathe as a white police officer kneeled on his neck.
What is astounding now is that white people, America, is finally listening. Like, we have not been making this stuff up.
Right.
Herb Frazier is a former journalist who co-authored We Are Charleston. All three writers agree they are encouraged by the momentum they've seen, especially by young people, both black and white. But they feel like they've been here before, on the threshold of change, yet waiting. Perhaps the pandemic has created the perfect storm.
People are unemployed. People are angry. People are feeling like, what do you have to lose?
People are paying attention, and the face of our nation is changing. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates the majority of the population will be non-white by the year 2050. Dr. Power says such diversity strikes fear in those who hold on to a narrow definition of what America is. But diversity makes room for a variety of differing views.
Racial integration was all about bringing people in and then listening to them and then allowing them to have a voice in transforming this American mosaic.
Consider the removal of Confederate monuments. The authors never thought they'd see the statue of John C. Calhoun come down just down the street from Mother Emanuel. But last week it did. The South Carolina statesman was an advocate for slavery. What the nation needs now, the authors contend, is empathy.
Care for one another. Appreciate one another. Appreciate diversity.
A journalist, an historian, a poet, all sought hope in one of Charleston's darkest hours.
We're all going to keep hope alive.
They're still hoping for change. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.